let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book series, God's Plan of Creation by Robert Smith, is described as a metaphysical exploration of our divine destiny to become one with one God. Robert offers wisdom gleaned from decades of religious study in order to provide readers with insights for spiritual transformations as he mixes scholarship with inspiration drawn from his own mystical dreams and visions. Robert was born in 1938 in Gastonia, North Carolina, joined the Navy in 1955, a 20-year veteran serving mostly as a photographer. Upon retirement, moved to Florida, ran a restaurant that turned nightclub, a Bachelor of Arts degree in parapsychology from the University of North Florida. Robert provides an expansive overview of God and creation from a mystical and legendary point of view. God's Plan of Creation, a series of three books, The Story of the Siege, The Story of the Legacy, and now Book 3, The Story. Author Robert Smith is our guest on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
This will be an interesting conversation, and let's lay the groundwork for this. Talk about how many years, actually decades, it took for you to put this series together. Talk about the length of time, because this is something you've been working on for a number of years.
Well, for the number of years I've been working on it is approximately 55 to 60 years. Of course, the good Lord has been working on me a lot longer than that, but that's about how long I've been working on the book.
And you've had,
books.
Well, yeah, books is actually the case. Three of the books, book three, just recently released, and we'll talk about all three on the program today. I want to talk about the inspiration, the motivation for writing the series of books. Let's start with book one, why the book was written, how it was written. Talk about the siege, because this is what got everything started for you for the series.
Well, the siege, what caused me to write the books was visions, dreams, and a voice that I heard. And so after that, this old country boy couldn't have too much choice just to say, yes, sir, and start working as he gave it to me.
You know, it's interesting because you expressed the fact that as a child, you were always asking questions and would drive people in the church community nuts by asking all these questions. And the way you laid the book out, it's sort of a question and answer, isn't it, where you take a lot of these areas that you questioned and you talk about them.
Yes, yes, yes. I asked so many questions. Those kind of questions that they have a difficulty in answering, you know. Where did all those people come from out from under the family tree of Adam and Eve to do all that beginning and begotten with and doing the warring with? Where did they come from? Where would the people from the land of Nod come from? How does their history of the two follow down through history and, you know, even leads into the day's activities of our lives? So I ask a lot of questions, and they had difficulty in answering them. So I figured, well, I'll just start looking for my own answers.
And you answer those.
I go to
those.
The source that never fails me. I go directly to my daddy, and he's the one that answers.
And that's the place to go to get the answers. And it's a very thought-provoking book. That's book one in the series. Book two is called The Legacy. And talk about this. You go into a little more detail in book two, don't you?
Yes, in book two, the scripture tells us we're created in God's image. Now, you see these pictures of God, and it looks like God looks like us, but no, we're created in his image. He's not in ours. And so the first thing we need to figure out is how or what is God's image. And so we get into that, and how are we created in that image and in similarities. So it then begins to get into a much deeper methods of communicating with God, because he's laid out, we can sit down in a chair and talk directly to the creator of the entire universe, and we have this ability. He's given it to us, and these are part of those legacies, that which has been given to us or passed on to us by many great souls.
Our guest on this
and how
weekend,
does it work within us?
Well, yeah, and that's the important thing. And Robert tackles that and so much more in the series, God's Plan of Creation. It's a series of three books. You'll get information, of course, at Amazon. You can link onto our website and go directly to information on Robert's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll talk about audiobook for book three is available. We'll talk about all the information on how to find it later. And let's go on to book three. Book three is getting a whole lot of publicity, a whole lot of talk all around the country. Book number three, you start that off with a big question. Let's talk about what you do to introduce us to book three. You capture our attention right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. The big question. See, science says that everything came from this one monolithic force of power. And they say, of course, that it was just a power. And it's from which all creation came and all the spirit mind and religious mind. And people say, well, yes, that's what we call the one God from whom all creation came. And the big question is, was that monolithic force just an energy force or was it alive with consciousness? And then we go into describing what consciousness is all about. And through our consciousness, that is what transcends all of the different levels and spheres of God's wonderful creation. And the physical is only one small part of it. It's actually, I call the physical elemental cosmos the school of hard knocks. Spiritually, yes. We are spirit-born children. That's different than physical. So we come into the physical to experientially learn all of God's universal laws and how to apply them. So that gets a lot deeper.
You know, it's interesting because book three, sort of a compilation of books one and two, new information there as well. And in reading the reviews, they're so excellent because the thing, and I'm sure it's what you're attempting to do, like you gave a lot of thought to this. When the reader goes through your series of books, God's Plan of Creation, it's thought-provoking for the reader, isn't it? Suddenly we start asking these questions as well.
Yes, and that's when the fun starts.
Exactly, when you go through all these different circumstances and all the thoughts and possible answers that you have in the book. Let's talk about why the book was written. You talk about there were three main reasons, because this has been a lot of work. It's been time-consuming. It's been research. It's been a lot of deep thought that you've put into this series. Let's go back and talk about the three main reasons, and the first one was a vision. Talk about where this vision, where this came from.
Well, yes, and just before the vision, I used to have, when I was young, a problem with my eye. I didn't realize it. I had a twitchy muscle in one eye, and it would... After I read for about a paragraph or so, it would start twitching. I said double image. But I was given this book to read, and I started reading, and it was started talking about something that was against my childhood training. And I started to throw the book away in defiance of the book. As it passed my ear to my nose, I had a vision of the side view of the universe. And what it was telling me, and I knew exactly what it meant, don't you dare throw that book away. Keep reading, and the universe will open up to you. And needless to say, the book didn't hit the wall. It just settled down in my lap, and I gave a little hand salute and said, yes, sir. And since then, that was the beginning of the vision. And since then, my eye has never twitched again.
That's just amazing.
They've gotten older, but not twitched.
That is just amazing. With us on the program is Robert Smith, author of the book, God's Plan of Creation, a series of three books. That was the vision that got this whole process started. Then came the dreams. Talk about the dreams and doing interpretation of the dreams and the message it was obviously being sent to you.
Yes, that was another fun part. We used to do a lot of dreaming, and I figured, well, I'm going to try this. So I started doing dreaming, and I said, Lord, give me a dream and wake me up, and I promise I'll write it down. And then he gave me a dream. I wrote it down and then laid my pencil down and picked it back up and wrote what it meant. So that's how quick and easy to learn interpreting dreams. The dream was that the first time I had it, same dream three different times. Now, it was, I got right off the pen right now what it was. But anyway, the dream, I was in a bar in a nightclub, and somebody came in and said, the children are lost in the woods. So we all ran to the woods, and everybody started screaming and hollering the names. Well, like when my children were little, I used to whistle real loud, and they'd hear me three blocks away. So they'd come home running. So I whistled in the dream, and they all came running out of the woods, the wilderness. And someone said, oh, when you call, the children came out of the wilderness. I said, wow, this is a lot of fun. It's telling me to go and do this, and yes. God's children will find a way out of the wilderness. So I started dream interpretation. The second time, it is like using the same exact dream. It's like using an exclamation point at the end of a sentence instead of a period. So it became more emphatic. Then the next night, I had the same dream again, but this time I was in China. I said, Lord, I said, this is getting pretty serious, you know. I said, if it's something you want to tell me, just come right out and tell me. And that was the voice. The next night, I said, after saying my prayers, I heard a voice. It woke me up, and I was moving. I'm just like, if I was moving with the vibration, I'd been bouncing off the ceiling, the walls, and the floor at the same time. And I heard a voice, and the voice said, tell the story of the siege. Tell the story of the legacy. Tell the story. And it stopped. I jumped up real quick after I had written it down, went down to the office, tried to look them up, couldn't even find it because I couldn't spell them. It wasn't part of my vocabulary at the time. And once I figured it out, I was saying, you know, this is serious. You know, I said, are you sure you got the right man? He never bothered to answer. So when you seem to understand what God wants you to do, say or do, that's it. He's done. You got it. So he didn't answer. I said, well, I hope you know what you're doing because I don't. And that was about 55 or 60 years ago, and I've been working on it ever since.
With us on the program is Robert Smith. He's the author of God's Plan of Creation, a series, three books. Boy, time going by way too quickly on the program. It's a fascinating story how this whole thing came about. And there were times, I mean, this really, as I keep saying, this really took decades to put together. And I'm sure there were times that you thought, what am I doing? I don't know if I can continue. But you carried on, and now you're touching so many people in a positive way. Talk about the impact that the series has had on the readers, particularly book three, because as I say, that's a compilation of one and two, some new ground as well. You're really getting people thinking. How does that make you feel?
Well, that's... makes me feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes.
At least I'm hoping so. It's not what I do because I'm out. But my name is Robert N. Smith. And people ask me, so what's the N for? I said, nobody. I said, I'm nobody. I'm nothing. But God is what this is all about. Not me. I'm just a dumb old country boy that seeks to do what the good Lord wants me to do and whatever that is. And when I first started off, you know, I told him, I said, I hope you know what you're doing. Well, we know he knows what he's doing, and I just got awful curious why he chose me, but that's his problem, not mine. I'm just doing what he tells me to do.
Well, and there was a point in there, what about the 20-year mark, when you thought you were done, and you get this little nudge, and it's like, not quite so quick, you're not done. Talk about that, because that really...
It was more than a nudge. I had a dream that a policeman, which is a symbol of higher authority in dreams, and... it said, no, you're not. And that was back whenever you had to submit things to be, hopefully somebody would pick it up. Well, I thought I was done, never did. So I thought I was done. He said, no, you're not. Get back to the drawing board. And that was about at the 25, 30 years point. And I've been still working on it. And hopefully I'm getting finished or finished with it. In the process now of trying to get it translated into different languages for putting it around the world if at all possible.
And that's really exciting news. And I mentioned that you've got the voice book as well, the audio book. Talk about that. The best place to get books 1, 2, and 3, and how to get information on the audio book, which is what everybody likes to do now. It's easy. We're spending so much time in the car, and we can learn something at the same time. How do they go about getting the books and the audio book?
Well, it's available on the internet through what's that place you buy everything from?
Oh, Amazon. Amazon. Kindle. Yes.
Yeah, it was through ACX audio translation. Oh, it was wonderful when I found the gentleman's name to be the voice in it. I listened to about 100 different samples. And the one guy kept coming up in the name, and I was sitting here listening to it one day, and my daughter came in, and she heard the voice. She says, "That's the voice for your books." So that's how we chose him.
Yes.
And he, beautiful voice. That's Ken Clark. I love him to death. And so he did a wonderful, wonderful job, and that's available on the internet. It's kind of hard to find. I'm going to have to do a little work with the program and get it when you look it up. You type it in, and it's supposed to take you to the book. You're supposed to type the author's name in and list the name of books that they got, but they're a little disorientated in that. But if they're persistent and keep working at it, they can get to it. Type in the name, God's Plan of Creation, Book 1, Book 2, or Book 3, and hopefully they can find it. We're coming up with a web page, and the web page it can be found a lot easier, I'm sure. And then,
Go direct.
You need to make a record.
Well, and if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you're following us on social media and iTunes and Spotify and all of that, there are links direct to Amazon for the book and for the audio book as well. A couple minutes left in the program. What do you hope we as readers take away? It's thought-provoking, but when we're done reading, what do you hope we gain from reading the book, God's Plan of Creation?
Well, when Jesus came to the world, he came here with the message. You probably have to edit that out.
Okay, that was God giving us the message right there. That was another positive, another positive sign that we've had.
Jesus gave us the message that the kingdom of heaven is near, and that his primary thing is that we are sons and daughters of God, all of us, each and every one, no matter what faith, denomination, or color, race, or creed, we are all his children. He's the creator of all of us. He's the father of all of his creation. And that's what Jesus was trying to get everybody to learn. Well, that was a big step during the time that he was here. Now that's been around, and people's had about 2,000 years to try to digest all of that. And this is along with the next step that says, hey, start learning how to communicate with God, how to act like you're a child of God, how to expect whenever you ask Father for something, expect to receive it, because that's what we've been told. And this is a message that's been around for a long time, but people haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it. Plus, the second thing is Jesus said he would return. And all of this is to raise the level of the consciousness of humanity to the point that they would be able to say, be ready for when he does fulfill that promise that he would return. So that's what all of this is all about, not only for me, but a lot of other sources that are trying to raise the level of consciousness of humanity to be able to realize they are sons and daughters of God, and
yes,
how to act like we are.
When you read the book or listen to Book 3, the audiobook, you'll understand why everybody is raving about this series, God's Plan of Creation. 3 books, you'll find them at Amazon. Information there as well on the audiobook for Book 3. Book 1 is the story of the siege. Book 2, the story of the legacy. Book 3, the story. It's a compilation of 1 and 2. New material there as well. What's interesting is we all had questions as we were growing up. We still have questions today, but we don't verbalize them like Robert did, or wonder. And he's answered a lot of those questions and given us answers that we can contemplate. A very thought-provoking book, God's Plan of Creation, a series of 3 books. Robert Smith is the author. Robert N. Smith is the author. Robert, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Maybe we'll look forward to it again.
We'd like to do that. And once again, Robert N. Smith is the author. The book series, God's Plan of Creation, book three, by the way, in audio form, as mentioned. All this information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.